And now, the Paul McCormick Show, transforming business success, financial prosperity, and total control of your life, your freedom, and your career. And now, your host, Paul McCormick.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to today's show. And today we're going to be focusing on several topics, which include the Muslim crisis in America and the war on terrorism and how all of that affects you, especially when you fly and go through the airports. And now we have to deal with the naked body scanners at the airports. I want to hear what you think about that today. Should they instead do profiling? I'll tell you what I think, and you can call in and tell me what you think. And finally, what all of this has to do with freedoms and your ability to make money. My statement of the day is, treating all people fair does not necessarily mean treating all people the same. Welcome, I'm Paul McCormick, your host today on the Paul McCormick Show, and I invite you to call in. Tell me what you think about these topics. Our number today is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So I'm sure all of you have noticed this heightened attention in the media, probably during the last 6 months, much more discussion on Muslims. Probably that conversation started to be heightened when there was a lot of talk about the mosque at Ground Zero, the talk of building that mosque in New York City in the middle of Manhattan, right at Ground Zero. So there was much discussion being generated at that time about the Muslims and should that be fair and should that not be fair. And of course, the whole discussion revolved around, are we discriminating? Are we discriminating against the Muslims by having that conversation? And now that conversation continues, even as we talk about this topic that maybe has been over-debated already, but the naked body scanners at the airports, these body scanners that can basically look right down to your skin. And the topic is, should non-discrimination be done and everybody has to go through those body scanners? Does grandma go through? Does the kids go through? Does everybody go through these scanners? Or should America begin doing profiling as some other countries are doing, such as Israel? And by profiling, I mean we profile and we, in some senses, discriminate and choose the people that we're going to screen. And should we profile based on the typical terrorist profile? So today, many terrorist activities are done by a typical profile that comes out of the Middle East that may be Muslim, that may be Arabian or some other Middle Eastern culture. So that's just a fact. Those are facts. And profiling can be done to say, typically, terrorist activities come from that group of profiles more than they come from the Caucasian grandma walking through the airport with her 5-year-old daughter. Should airports begin profiling? Is that right or is that wrong? I'll tell you what I think, and then I'd be glad to have you tell me what you think. And I agree that profiling should be done. I am all for profiling. And that may mean that certain groups of people, either ethnic groups or even religious groups, may be profiled and screened more than others. Is that right? Tell me what you think. Call in. Our number is 1-800-930-2819. 930-2819. Call me and tell me if you think I'm discriminating and if that's wrong. But I think profiling should be done at airports. And I think that that will result in some ethnic groups and some religious groups being picked out of the line and screened more than others. Is that fair or is that not fair? You tell me your thoughts. 1-800-930-2819. Now, first of all, I need to set the record straight and let you know that I don't believe that I discriminate. I don't believe that I am a bigot or that I am prejudiced. And, you know, we've talked about several different topics the last few weeks. We've talked about the illegal immigration issue. We've talked about whether that's right or not right, what your opinion is on that. We've talked, and today we're talking about racial profiling. Is that right or is that not right? So I want to set the record straight and tell you why I don't think I'm a bigot or why I'm discriminating and why I still might have these opinions. You know, so first of all, with respect to the illegal immigration topic that we touched on last week, that has so much to do with Hispanics coming up from the South. So just to set the record straight, I do want everybody to know that I love Hispanics. I love them so much that I married one. My mother-in-law came from El Salvador. My wife is 50% Hispanic, and I absolutely love her. That makes my son a quarter Hispanic, okay? So I'm not prejudiced. I have a couple gay friends. I have employed women in high positions making $300,000 to $400,000 a year in my companies. So I don't prejudice against women or Hispanics or religious groups. We have a call. Let's take the call today. Who do we have on the line?
How can you sit there and say that? How can you say that you're not discriminating?
Okay, good topic. So how can I say I'm not discriminating? And
I can't believe what I'm hearing on the radio. I can't believe that you're saying that they have the right to racially profile at airports.
Okay. Do you think that insurance companies should not profile people either and say that they certain groups of people are at more risk than others?
You're comparing apples and oranges. When you're going through an airport, and I'm an Italian descent, okay, and I'm going through the airport, and if somebody picked me out of line because I'm Italian, excuse me for saying this, but I'd want to kill the guy who did it. And I don't blame I don't blame other people for feeling that way.
Well, I mean, I've been picked to be searched, and I've, fair, the statement on my day is that treating people fair is not the same as treating people the same. And so, you know, there's a fairness thing and there's a same. I mean, I'm all for treating people fair. So when we pick people out of the line, be fair, you know, do the rules, follow the procedure. We're trying to
do the best
statistics we have. Treating people fair does not necessarily mean treating people the same.
I just want to understand what you're saying here. So if you're a security guard at an airport, and let's just say, for example, I'm of a Muslim practicing faith and descent, okay? You're going to pick me out of line because of the way I'm dressed and what I look like?
Only if the statistics of the profile would say that has higher risk of being a potential danger to the airport or the airplane than somebody else. So if statistics prove that there is a particular ethnic group of people that pose a higher risk to airports, then I believe that profiling is appropriate to take that group of people and do a higher percentage of searches on those people than you would
just,
on another.
Excuse me. That's just like I live in Connecticut. That's just like a Connecticut State Police. This was in the news about maybe 6 months ago, pulling over somebody because they're black. Okay, that's the way I feel about this, and it's wrong.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. I appreciate your feedback. I love to get the feedback, and I'm throwing out controversial topics on purpose to get people. I think everybody needs to think about these and take a position. So thanks for calling in. And I invite other people to call in. Obviously, it's a controversial topic. People have strong opinions, as the last caller just did. I still have strong opinions myself about the difference between treating people fair and treating people the same. And we're going to be talking much more about that today, especially as it relates to not just profiling on the air, not just profiling at the airports, but also with respect to this whole topic of immigration. You know, the immigration immigrants, whether people are legal immigrants or whether people are illegal immigrants. My great-grandparents came to this country, and they were immigrants. I love immigrants. We came from Norway, England, Sweden. People come from all over the world. Like I mentioned, my mother-in-law came from El Salvador, Central America, when she was 15. Came to this country. Her parents did not speak English very well. She learned to speak the language and went to school and went to college and became a teacher to teach our children. I mean, so immigrants, we all come from immigrants, and I love immigrants. I love Hispanics. I love people of all different ethnic origins. So I'm, it's not a matter of loving and having honor and treating people fairly. It's a matter of looking at the statistics and saying, how do we best protect our country? And that's why I support profiling at airports. You can tell me what you think. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have much, much more on that topic. Also talking about profiling and women's pay, and how does that relate to you, right, when we come back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone, to the Paul McCormick Show. I'm your host, Paul McCormick, and today we're talking about the Muslim crisis in America, the war on terrorism, and how all of that affects you. And not only you, but your freedoms and your pay and your ability to create wealth and prosperity in your life. Earlier in the show, we talked about my opinion on this deal with the body scanners at the airport. And should profiling, racial profiling, be allowed in our country as it is in other countries, in countries such as Israel, where profiles based on statistics are used to target certain groups of people. Rather than make everybody go through the lines equally, and rather than make everybody equally get body scans, should profiling be done in our airports to speed up the process and be more selective about who is picked out of the line and scanned? We had a caller call in last session who completely disagreed with me, thought I was a racist and discriminatory by having my opinions. Call in and let me know what you think. That number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Let me know if you disagree with me, or do you agree with me that racial profiling is an acceptable means of control at the airports? Take the grandma, the white Caucasian grandma going through the line with her 5-year-old daughter. Is it fair that she be picked out of the line and scanned and body searched? Is it fair that she do that if, and I'll just say this hypothetically, if the statistics would support that 90% of all terrorist activities are done by non-Caucasian people, if they're done by maybe ethnic minorities that come out of the Middle East, if the statistics would support something, and I'm just making up this 90%, but if statistic, and I would guess that I'm not far off of that statistic, but if 90% of all terrorist activities were done by minority ethnic groups that come out of the Middle East, that might be Muslim in nature, then is it fair that the Caucasian grandmother going through the line with her 5-year-old daughter has to go through the same stringent criteria as those people who typically fit that profile? Is that fair? Now that is the same treatment. We in America seem to be stuck on treating everybody the same. And what I'm suggesting is that same is not the same as fair. We have another call. I'm excited to take this call and find out what you think. Who do we have on the line today?
My name is Sandy Algia.
Okay, Sandy, thanks for calling in. What's your opinion on this topic?
Well, first of all, I think what you're saying is you're right. You can say that. That's what America is all about, our freedom of speech. So your opinion is whatever you want to make it. And again, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. If you're talking about being in an airport terminal or anywhere, and they think it's profiling, well, that's fair. You know, flying's not a right; it's a privilege. So if you want to fly, you abide by the laws. If you don't want to, take a train, take a bus, do something else, but I'm sorry, you know, get off the plane.
So do you think that if airports implemented a law of profiling where they actually started to use statistics to profile certain groups of people, that they might target those groups of people and search them more than they would search other groups of people? You see, we don't do profiling right now, but my question to you is, if we began doing profiling, in other words, not searching the Caucasian grandma and her 5-year-old daughter-in-law as much, and maybe searching people who look like they come out of the Middle East that might be Muslim, maybe they would get searched more because they match up to this profile that seems to be at higher risk. If we did profiling like that, you think that's fair?
Yeah, I think it's fine. I mean, again, if you want to fly, you abide by the rules. And if you come dressed up in a certain garb and wear certain clothing that could conceal weapons or anything like that, then yes, you should be pulled out of the line and, you know, have yourself searched. If you don't like that, don't come to the airport that way. You know, dress up like everybody else dresses. Maybe that's the reason why they pull them out, because of the individuals, the way their, you know, their attire is. So, you know, come the way anybody else would come, Don't come with shawls and don't come with your head all wrapped up in a towel. Just show yourself presentable.
And you don't think that's discrimination?
I don't believe it's discriminating, no. I think we have
I don't
right
either.
To protect our, you know, our citizens of the United States. So, I mean, if you think you're going to come there and try to conceal something, then I'm sorry. We're going to pull you out of the line, and you're going to be searched. Again, if you don't like it, you know, take a bus. Drive yourself. We're talking hundreds of people flying in one closed, you know, compartment.
See, here's where I think it. Here's where I think discrimination happens. I think discrimination happens when there is no statistics to back it up, and it's based on just people's prejudices in their own mind. You see, if there was no statistics that backed up, you know, the profiling of who might be at more risk, and people had in their mind that a certain race of people or a certain ethnic or religious group of people. They just didn't like them and they wanted to put them through more searches just because they didn't like them or they mistrust them or something. If there was no statistical information to back it up, that's where I say that's an unjust prejudice. But in my opinion, when there's statistical data that backs up that a certain group of people, whether it's ethnic, religious, or whatever, is at higher risk, then I say profiling is the smart thing to do. Profiling is to how to keep things safe. And you agree with me?
You know, I agree with you. Again, you know, there's so many different races of gods at the gates anywhere. You know, it could be a Caucasian. It could be an African-American. There could be somebody from, you know, an Egyptian descent or any other foreign denomination that would be working the gates. So at that, you know, particular time, I mean, we're going to take the African American. Is he going to pull every Caucasian out and let every African American go through? I mean, again, it's going to be the choice of the individual that's working, you know, at that time in that place.
Yeah, you see, I accept the fact that if I fly to some other country where Caucasians are at risk, I realize that I'm going to be pulled out and I'm going to be searched because I look like I don't belong there. And I'm saying these things also when I'm married to a woman who is 50% Hispanic, you know, so I realize that although she doesn't really look Hispanic, but I am married to a 50% Hispanic. My son is a quarter Hispanic because of that. I mean, so I say these things really from an objective standpoint, looking at the facts and looking at how does our country make itself smarter? How does our country protect itself better by using the facts and the information we have? And I fear that what we're doing right now is ignoring those facts. And because we're trying to be politically correct and trying to treat everybody the same, not necessarily treating everybody fair, but treating everybody the same, that we are actually, it's detrimental to our security.
Well, I just feel that, you know, I don't believe we are profiling, and I think that, you know, other countries do it, and if it's work for them, then I think we, politically correct or not, I could give a damn. I think we're looking at safety of hundreds of people. We're not looking at one individual. We're not trying to screen one. We just want to take out the ones that we think possibly, because of statistics, has been that there has been problems with it.
All right. Well, I respect your opinion. I appreciate it. And I happen to agree with you 100%. So thanks for calling in today. If you haven't already received one of my books, stay on the line and give your name and address, and I'll be sure to send you a free copy of my book. Thanks again for calling in.
I've got one on the way.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
All right, so appreciate the call. So we've got some people who strongly agree with me, some other people who strongly disagree with me. I'd love to hear your feedback today on this topic of racial profiling at the airports. Should it be done or should it not be done? That number, the call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. I said we were going to be talking a little bit about some other areas that are considered to be discrimination that could be women in the workplace and women's pay. And again, it comes back to this statement of the day Is fair treatment, does that necessarily mean the same as same treatment? So is fair the same as same? And what I mean by that is, I'm all for fair pay to people. I want to pay people fairly. That does not necessarily mean I'm going to pay people the same. So if I have two people working for me, I'm not going to pay them both the same necessarily. I'm going to pay them what's fair based on the value that they bring to me, based on their capabilities, their skills, and the value that they bring based on the job that they're doing. So if I have a manager who works for me and they're worth $50,000, and I have somebody who's providing clerical assistance to that manager, I'm probably not going to pay the assistant $50,000. I'm going to pay them $12 an hour because they're an assistant. They may not have as high skills. They may not have as high capabilities in the job place. So I'm treating them fair, but I'm not treating them the same. There is a big difference between fairness and sameness. And we're going to be talking more about that and how that relates to your ability to create wealth. I'm going to be talking about what my book talks about on that topic. My book is Secrets of the Millionaire Inside, the 7-Step Formula for Becoming a Millionaire. You can check that out at my website, formulaformillionaires.com. Again, that's formulaformillionaires.com. We're going to be talking about more after we come back from the break about your pay, women in the workplace, and how that relates to your success, all after the break.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Paul McCormick Show, and I'm your host, Paul McCormick. Today we're talking about the Muslim crisis in America, the war on terrorism, and how that affects you when you fly and have to go through these new naked body scanners at the airport. We've been talking about whether America should take on a new policy to provide profiling, where we actually profile those individuals who are at higher risk. That might be people coming out of the Middle East or Muslims. Should we profile those people and have security check those people more than others? Is that fair or is that discrimination? You tell me. I've told you my opinion. I am in support of profiling, and I don't think it's discrimination because the facts back it up. And I'd love to have your calls today. The call-in number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Tell me what you think on this racial profiling or on the other topic that I just touched on before we went to the break, which is women in the workplace and women's pay. Should women's pay be equal to men's pay? Sometimes is a debated topic in this country, and it seems to have an easy answer. But I'm going to suggest the answer is not quite as easy as you think. And all of this relates to the topic that I write about in my book. My book's title is Secrets of the Millionaire Inside. It contains the 7-step formula for becoming a millionaire. It's in bookstores everywhere. Or you can go to my website and check it out. The website is www.formulaformillionaires.com. That's formulaformillionaires.com. So let's talk a little bit about this women's pay versus men's pay, because it extends much beyond that. It's not just about women or men. It's about ethnic minorities as well. Should blacks be paid the same as whites? Should the other minorities, should Hispanics and other ethnic groups be paid the same as other groups? I mean, I'm going to step out and say something bold, and before everybody blows up and gets mad at me, let me finish the sentence. But I'm going to say this right now is, no, the pay should not be the same. Yeah, you heard me. The pay should not be the same. Now before you jump off and scream at me, let me tell you what I mean. I think the pay should be fair. Not necessarily the same. I think the pay should be fair. I think women should be paid fairly compared with men. And I think any ethnic group, whether it's black or Hispanic or some other group, should be paid fair with respect to the work that they do and the value that they bring as compared with any other group. So that might mean that women don't get paid the same as a man. It might mean that the woman gets paid more than the man. It might mean that a black or Hispanic gets paid less than a Caucasian person. It might mean that the black or the Hispanic gets paid more than the Caucasian person. So in other words, I say it all has to do with the fairness of what that person is producing and their skills and their capabilities, and it has nothing to do with paying them the same. We have a caller. Let's take the call. Who do we have on the phone today?
Hi, Dan calling from Charlestown.
Okay, Dan, thanks for calling in. What do you have to share with us?
Well, you were commenting on, like, at the airports?
Yes, at the airports.
And the way in which what they're doing now is pretty much that they're treating everybody as that comes through as if they're a criminal, whereas we know exactly who those folks are that are trying to attack us. And, you know, the Israelis, they have a far different system of which they operate, and they take a few minutes, and they really get to know the individual that's trying to board their plane. I mean, it only takes a few moments for somebody who's trained to be able to determine, you know, is this an individual that is looking to cause trouble, looking to, you know, end some lives, or whether or not they're, you know, they're safe to ride the friendly skies. So certainly we don't have to treat everybody as a criminal. You know, I wouldn't say it's racial profiling. If you want to call it that, then so be it. But quite frankly, treating everybody like a criminal when we knew exactly who we're looking for is certainly proven to be the best way to go in with those airports that have found success in doing it. And well, quite frankly, it's not really the system that we have set up now.
That's, no, it's not.
We're trying to catch up to something that already happened, and we're not trying to really prevent the next possible attack. So
what we're doing now is trying to be politically correct, so we're treating everybody the same. And what I'm suggesting is that treating everybody the same is not necessarily treating everybody fair, because treating everybody fair has to do with looking at the facts and then responding to those facts. And so when I say picking out the Caucasian grandmother with her 5-year-old daughter and making them go through all these pat-downs and all this stuff, I say that's not really necessarily fair to make everybody of that profile go through that same scrutiny when the facts do not sort of back it up. And the facts might suggest that another profile should be searched more thoroughly. So I'm all for treating fair based on the facts, not necessarily treating people the same.
That sounds like common sense to me, because we know exactly who's looking to hurt us. And just a brief moment looking up actually at that person, looking at, in their eyes and saying, hi, you know, why are you traveling and where are you going? And that person giving an honest and sincere answer, and that other, you know, the interviewer knowing because he's trained well and he's paid well, we could probably save ourselves a whole lot of money by just getting the proper individuals in place to be able to take care of those kind of things. Like I said, that's the way the Israelis do it. And they've had a pretty good track record, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, right. Well, you sound very confident. You sound very opinionated, like you know exactly who's trying to hurt us. And that's
I
fine.
I think we all do. I don't think.
I think that's a hidden issue. I think
whether or not we want to try to pretend otherwise is the big question.
No, I'm not going to try to pretend otherwise. I just want to say, you know, it's not 100%, you know, it's not that we know that everybody of this particular group is trying to hurt us, or everybody of this particular, ethnic origin is trying to hurt us, or everybody that comes from this area of the country is trying to hurt us. So.
Absolutely not. If that was the case, then we would say, well, none of you can fly.
Right. So
no,
I don't want to be
saying that at all.
I don't want to be so bold to say, you know, everybody of this group is bad, or everybody's got this bad intent. The facts do support that there is a strong trend. There is a tendency that a high percentage of the terrorists are done by a certain group of people that we can identify.
From a certain religious background and from a certain area of the world. We know exactly
who
they are.
Right, so we know there's the trend, the facts back it up, and profiling would make sense and make our skies safer to fly if we began using that profiled information.
That's it.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
All right.
You stay on the line and give your name and address, and I'll send you a free copy of my book if you like. Thanks again for calling in. All right. Great. We've had three callers call in, express their opinion. Two people agreed with me. One person disagreed with me. I'd be glad to hear people who disagree with me. I promise I'll be nice. Call in. The number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. We're talking about the body scanners at the airport, and should we begin profiling people to maybe place more scans and body searches on those type of people who fit the terrorist profile, and less attention on the grandma Caucasian with her little 5-year-old daughter, and speed up the process for most of the people, and maybe make life a little more miserable for some of the other people who fit the profile. I think we might have another caller. If we do, let's take that call now. Not sure if we do. Anyway, the next conversation we were having was, you know, this whole topic is about treating people fair versus treating people the same. And I'm all for treating people fair. I'm not for treating people the same. And I explained what I meant by that a little bit was when we were talking about whether it's profiling people at the airport, I don't think we should treat people the same, because that's not fair. I think we should profile people based on the facts that we have the information available to us. And the same topic goes for the conversation about how much money people make, women's pay versus men's pay, the pay of white people versus the pay of black people, the pay of Hispanics and minorities compared to the Caucasian race, and what their pay is, how much people make. I do not support that everybody should make the same. I'm just against that. I'm completely against that. I'm in support of paying people fair based on the value that they bring to the business, the value that they bring to their job based on their skills, their capabilities, and how they perform in their job. That's what I pay people based on. So I don't want to hear anything about paying women equal to men. I want to hear about paying women equal to what they're worth, and that might mean that they're worth more than men. I got to tell you, I ran a few businesses in my life. I was the CEO of a large corporation. We had 150 employees. And I got to tell you, I had men that were at the top executive positions making $300,000 or $400,000 a year. I also had women in those same top executive positions making $300,000 or $400,000 a year. And I was paying them that, and they were worth it because, not because they were a woman, but because it was fair. That was what they were worth based on the job that they were able to perform. Now, I have other businesses now where for some reason, I have many women in the office. In fact, it's predominantly a women. I was sitting in my office yesterday. I was the only, this is a small business. I was surrounded by women. I have a woman manager because she's capable. And so this has nothing to do with whether you're a man or a woman. It has nothing to do whether you're white or black. It has nothing to do whether you're Hispanic or Caucasian. It has to do with what value do you bring to the workplace. That's what you're worth. So I hate this conversation about blacks don't get paid the same as whites. They would if they were worth it, and many of them are. Call in and tell me what you think. The number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. We'll take your calls right after the break and talk about much more.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Paul McCormick Show, and I'm your host, Paul McCormick. Today we're talking about the Muslim crisis in America, the war on terror, and how all of that affects you when you fly. because of the naked body scanners? And should we, as a country, begin profiling people at the airports to pick out certain groups of people who fit the profile of terrorists and search them more thoroughly than everyone else? Is that fair or is that discrimination? You tell me. The number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. We've taken several calls today. Some people agree with me. Some people disagree with me. The first caller who called in today said, quote, "I can't believe what I'm hearing on the radio," unquote, because they could not believe that I was discriminating and suggesting that profiling should be allowed in airports. I respect that opinion, and thank you for calling in and expressing that opinion. And trust me, many Americans hold that view, and so thanks for expressing it on the air. I just don't agree with it. I think profiling is acceptable when the facts support the fact that most of the terrorists done in this country is not done randomly by random groups of people. It's done statistically more concentrated by a specific group of people coming from a specific part of the country. And I think if we don't accept that fact, we're stupid. And I think that's why we should do profiling as some other countries do, like Israel, who profiles the typical profile of a terrorist and then at airports does more specific searches of that group of people. And we're talking about, is that fair or is that discrimination? You tell me. Call in and tell me your thoughts. 1-800-930-2819. I'll send you a copy of my free book. Well, it's free to you if you call in. It's not free if you go to stores. The book is Secrets of the Millionaire Inside, the 7-Step Formula for Becoming a Millionaire. Because everything we talk about, I like to tie it back toward you and me at home, you know, to be prosperous, to be free. That's what we're talking about today, is we're talking about our freedoms. What freedoms do we have when we go to the airport, and are we discriminated against when we're searched? And more specifically, if we begin racial profiling, is that discrimination, and is that right or is that not right? You tell me. 1-800-930-2819. My book, Secrets of the Millionaire Inside, the 7-Step Formula for Becoming a Millionaire, it's in bookstores everywhere, or you can go to my website, formulaformillionaires.com. That's www.formulaformillionaires.com. The reason I wrote the book is because so many people have a false perception about how much money they're worth, how much money they should make, why they're not being more prosperous, and why they can't seem to get ahead in life. And especially in today's economy, with the things that are happening, with the unemployment rate being so high and people's real estate values dropping like a rock, people wonder, why can't I make more money? And so I wrote the book because I spent time with dozens and hundreds of multimillionaires, and I discovered the secrets that they use to create wealth. And it has to do with what we're talking about today, because we're talking about fairness versus treating everybody the same. And I do not support treating everybody the same. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. If I have people working for me in the workplace, I'm not going to pay people the same just because they're a woman or a man. I'm not going to pay people the same just because they're black or Hispanic or Caucasian or white. Same, paying people the same, that is not fair. That is not fair. So when I hear this conversation about should women be paid the same as men, my answer is no, absolutely no. That's the wrong dialogue to have. That's the wrong conversation to have. Now, I'm all for treating women fairly, and that might mean they get paid more. That might mean they get paid less than men. Same is true with Hispanics, Caucasians, blacks, any other ethnic group, Hispanic or whatever it is. The conversation should never be, should they be treated the same? Because treating people the same is just not fair. We want to treat people fairly based on what they do, what they are, and what their capabilities are. That's why I wrote the book, and it includes the 7-step formula for becoming a millionaire. I think everybody can become a millionaire, and that's why I wrote the book. And it contains the 7 steps that will get you there. So if you're interested, go to my website, formulaformillionaires.com, check out that book. Or if you don't want to buy anything, just check out my free reports that I give you online. And so I wrote the book because people have this misconception that everybody should be treated fair and that everybody should get the same money. And when the stock market crashed and we had our whole economic meltdown 2 years ago, people got all over the CEOs on Wall Street because they were making millions of dollars. And I heard people say, those guys should never be making that much money. That's a sin. I mean, to have anybody, I've heard people say, anybody who makes $1 million, that's just ridiculous and they're not worth it. Well, I happen to disagree. Some people are worth millions of dollars and some people are worth minimum wage. That's just the way it is. Now, in my book, I talk about the 7 steps that you can go through if you really want to become wealthy and really want to become a millionaire. There are 7 steps that everybody goes through to become wealthy, and you can do it too. That's why I say the secrets of the millionaire inside, because a millionaire is inside of everyone. I believe that everybody has within them the capability to become a millionaire, and you will if you go through these 7 steps. But one of those 7 steps, which is step number 6, which I write about in my book, says you have to bring value to the world and you have to exchange value. You have to give something in exchange for the money that you want. And so, you know, managers and entrepreneurs, they give more value than some other people who maybe make minimum wage. And so when we have this conversation about should minorities make the same money as whites, no. Not necessarily, but maybe so. It depends on what value they bring, and that's what I talk about in this book. So that ties into this whole conversation we're having today about ethnic screening and racial profiling at airports. Is, you know, this whole conversation, we try to be politically correct and say we got to treat everybody the same. We got to pay everybody the same. Women got to make the same as men. Hispanics got to make the same money as white people. Black people got to make the same money as white people. No, 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 I disagree. No, we do not treat everybody the same. That's wrong. That's not fair. Am I a bigot? You call in and tell me what you think. The number is 1-800-930-2819. But you got to hear the other side of the story is I say we have to treat everybody fair. And fair does not always mean the same. I've said before, I've been willing to pay women $200,000 and $300,000 a year in high executive positions in my company, and they make the same as the highest executives who are the men in my companies. So I treat them fair. It does not always necessarily mean I treat them the same. So if you want to create more wealth in your life, learn the 7-step formula for becoming a millionaire and learn how to bring more value, because that's what determines your pay. If you want to make more money, bring more value to the job place. Bring more value to your employer, to your supervisor. Bring more value to the jobs. Bring more value to the businesses. When you learn this secret, what I call step number 6 in the 7-step formula for becoming a millionaire, when you learn step number 6 to bring more value, you will be worth more money. And that, my dear friend, is how you become a millionaire. Again, call in if you have any comments on what we're talking about today. We've covered a lot of topics. The number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 930-2819. We've talked about racial profiling. Is it right? Is it wrong? I say racial profiling is the fair thing to do. It's the right thing to do. And that by not doing that, we're actually discriminating against the white Caucasian grandmother standing at the airport with her 5-year-old daughter, who now is being pulled out of the line and screened and patted down because we have to treat everybody the same. To be politically correct, now we are discriminating against the white Caucasian grandmother, treating her the same as we would treat those people who are trying to destroy our country, the terrorists coming out of the Middle East who may fit the Muslim profile. We are treating people the same, and because of that, we're not treating people fair. Tell me what you think. We have just 2 minutes left, but we have time for a short call. 1-800-930-2819. That's 930-2819. And all of this has to do with this battle between treating people fair and treating people the same. And if we believe that we have to treat everybody the same, I simply disagree. That is just not fair. And that is why so many people do not make the money that they want, because they believe there's an entitlement where we have to treat everybody the same, whether we're white, whether we're black, whether we're men or women in the workplace. Politically correct says we have to treat people the same. I just... materials.
What?
You've been listening to The Paul McCormick Show, Secrets to Money and Success. Tune in each Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 Eastern Time, for more insight on how to learn the secrets of why and how integrating the spiritual and the material works so that you can take action to create new and unexpected situations in your life, thereby creating the success you desire. Visit www.theauthenticmillionaire.com for more information and tools for your success.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most...
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's Cellular.